whichever rep has the best sales for the quarter gets a trip for two to Hawaii.
That would be so romantic for you and Leonard.
Yeah, clearly you haven't seen him on the beach walking around with his metal detector.
If I were going to Hawaii, I'd spend all my time at the Keck Observatory. Did you know that the telescopes there have better resolution than the Hubble?
Really? Want to go to Hawaii?
Ladies. Ladies. Ladies.
Come in.
Ladies. As you may know, I've been experimenting with elevated anxiety levels, and I thought, what better way to increase my discomfort than to subject myself to an evening of tasteless, uncensored crotch talk?
What exactly do you think goes on here?
Well, conversations that you wouldn't be comfortable having in front of the opposite sex. You know, who has the best cervix? And which sanitary napkin is all the rage right now? The men's buttocks and how you want to pat and squeeze them?
Talking about Penny's job.
And how difficult it is to do when she's bloated, cranky, and crampy? Continue.
Sheldon, we are just people. We talk about the same things you guys talk about.
You talk about if werewolves can swim? Leonard says yes, but I say it depends on if the human could swim before he was bitten. What do you think?
Let's just talk about our periods.
Now, hold on. All canines instinctively know how to swim. Why wouldn't a werewolf have the same abilities?
Well, they're not 100% wolf. They're a werewolf. That's only part wolf. It's like comparing apples to oranges.
Thank you. Although technically it's apples that turn into were-oranges when the moon is full. Oh, this is fun. We should do it sometime when you aren't all PMSing. Bye.